The Upper Peninsula recently received some painful news about the Empire Mine near Marquette. The mine's owner says iron ore production at that mine is ending. They're shutting it down by year's end. It's a blow to the region around Marquette and Ishpeming and for the 400 workers affected by this announcement. Amy Klickner is the CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership, and she is with us now. Amy, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a shrug and 10 being a seismic body blow, where does closing Empire Mine stand?
Well, I would say we're at that 9 to 10 range, you know, for our community. 400 jobs is an incredibly huge impact.
And it is hard to escape the irony of where and how this announcement was made. You've got the owner of the mine, Cliffs Natural Resources, and there was its CEO leading the annual breakfast, the Here's How We're Doing breakfast of community leaders, and then out comes this announcement?
Well, actually, we've known about it for a year. He was here a year ago and talked about it. But you have to realize in the mining industry, which is really, you know, how our community, our towns like Ishpeming and Agani were formed. They were originally mining towns. You know, we've been through this cyclical open-close, layoff, strike. We have a culture that's accustomed to it. Now, having said that, you know, they've gone from 4,000, you know, workers in the 90s to little over 1,200 today. The 400 still, you know, is a blast. But lots of times when the company makes announcements that there's going to be a layoff or a change or something coming up, oftentimes in the industry, things change and things stay on track. So I think what's been so difficult about this and what he had to reiterate at that breakfast was this is reality. And I think people are starting to understand. They're not saying, well, we've heard it before, and then it keeps running.
Now, would this be everything shutting down and everyone leaving and affected, or would there be some kind of workforce left behind?
So there's two mines, the Empire Mine and the Tilden Mine. The Tilden Mine is on very solid footing, actually is a flagship operation for Cliffs Natural Resources. So there still will be upwards of, you know, 800, 900 employees with that mine, you know, once we lose the 400. So, you know, there'll still be a mine operating here. It just won't be the Empire.
Mm. And I, when you think of those 400 workers, yeah, I hear that. I hear that in your voice. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, 400 jobs in Detroit or Chicago or Grand Rapids may not have the Richter scale effect as it does in a community here. Our county is 70,000 people. So 400, and these are family-sustaining wages. These are high-paying jobs with great benefits. They're tough to replace in a rural community. So you think of the families that are affected and how to transition them from one position to another, and it's not going to be at the same level for the most part. We just don't have those opportunities sitting here for 400. And we want to do everything we can to retain these families because we don't want to lose the children in the school district and the purchasing power they have and all of those things.
So are you hearing anything from the owner, Amy, from Cliffs Natural Resources? Are they giving signs of helping the workers who are going to be hit by this closing?
Absolutely. We have a what we're calling a transition team with our workforce partners, the company, both here and in Cleveland, and then us as the economic development partner. And we meet every other week right now, which will eventually go to weekly as things pick up here. They've already applied for and been approved for trade adjustment assistance, which is a TAA federal program. And the beauty of that program is that it will give funds directly to workers that will be displaced for additional training and retraining, which will be very, very important for these people. Then it will work with, you know, whether it's a local university, whether it's a union apprenticeship, those types of things. So the company has been very proactive on understanding, you know, how critical this is to the people at the end of the day.
But it does sound like, circling back to what you were describing, go ahead and retrain, but what jobs are there, when, as you say, describing the rural area?
It is a challenge. It will be a challenge. And, you know, we have a lot of construction. We have a lot of great projects going on, you know, so I think some of those skills will be transferable. you know, moving maybe into the construction industry, but from a long-term perspective, again, it's going to be a challenge. Now, one bright thing is we have a couple other, you know, mining projects in the Upper Peninsula, you know, that are looking like they may go forward, and people here will drive typically up to a 90-mile radius daily for work. So we're pretty used to that being in a more rural area. But again, it's not transferable tomorrow. You know, those mines are still in the permitting process, and they've got a long way to go. So having a skilled workforce here without the same amount of jobs available to transfer them in is going to be a tough challenge in economic development.
Amy, explain to us why the decision has been made that now is the time to pull the plug on the Empire Mine.
Well, basically, they're at the end of their life of ore that can be extracted and profitable, and they also are at the end of their contract with their major customers. So obviously, there's not a lot of customers buying iron ore pellets. You know, it's a very small group of folks that they supply to make steel, and their largest customer for the Empire Mine and their contract ends at the end of 2016. So that's where, like, all of this kind of came together at once.
So your group's priorities, Amy Klickner, you're the CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. What are your priorities now that you know the clock is ticking and by year's end the Empire Mine will close?
So I look at it as a three-legged stool. You know, one is doing whatever we can to support the company to make sure Tilden remains viable and profitable and in our area. Leg two is the people. You know, how do we work with our workforce partners? How do we work with those folks that may potentially want to buy a business, start a business with their skills? You know, let's get in front of them. Let's provide the information and the resources if that's a path that they want to take. And thirdly, and just as importantly, is those downstream businesses, the vendors and suppliers to Cliffs. And we're meeting with all of those. My business development team is, you know, to find out, you know, what percentage of their, you know, revenues come from serving the Empire Mine. You know, what are their strategic plans moving forward? How do we help them potentially expand their product line, expand their services, expand their service territory, do some exporting? I mean, are there some things we can do to make up that percentage of supplies and goods that are going to the Empire Mine today? So it really changes the whole dynamic of what we were doing yesterday to almost a triage mode for this particular incident.
This certainly is, as you said, Amy, it's a story we have seen, the Upper Peninsula has seen again and again, the life cycle of a mine over the decades. Do you feel like you're prepared to tackle this challenge perhaps better than in years past?
I do, and that's a very fair statement. You know, again, the culture up here is survivorship. We've been through tough times. We've worked together. We've come out of tough times. We lost an Air Force base 20 years ago. That's a community of 10,000 people that moved out of this area. We survived. You know, we figured out ways to diversify our economy, you know, focus on some advanced manufacturing. You know, we've got a great new hospital building, you know, a $300 million expansion. Healthcare is huge. You know, so we have a lot of these things going on, and we know we'll survive. But again, it's that work ethic. It's that loyalty to the area that we live in. I would be very surprised if we lose many families at the end of the day. They'll figure out how to stay here, work here, and raise their families here.
Amy Klickner, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership, as they prepare for the closing by year's end of the Empire Mine near Marquette. Amy, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.